to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
Nice. Welcome to church today. Good to see you. I'm just properly seeing you now, just looking at these wonderful faces. Here we go. This is week 4 in our series, Pathways to Life. And let's pray as we dive in today. Lord, we welcome you here today. Lord, we thank you we've been able to gather together and worship, honor, adore you. Lord, we thank you we can join together and pray and believe for people in our community, our friends and family members to discover you. Lord, to have eyes open to see your radiance and your incredible love for them. And Lord, as we come to this message today, would you again continue to open our eyes? Would we see Jesus afresh? Great Holy Spirit, lead us into truth and help us to walk these pathways to life that you have laid out for us. And so God, we're making decisions afresh today to be followers of Jesus as we walk these pathways to life. And so be honored in all of this, in your mighty name, amen, amen. Okay, so if you have just rocked up and you're like, what's this Pathways to Life? What are the other three? That's okay. This will still make sense for you, and you can jump online on our YouTube, on our podcast, and you can catch up on those messages. I would recommend it. So, John 10, if you've been around, you'll be very familiar. John 10 has this picture that is created for us, these three parables, and the predominant imagery here is Jesus as shepherd, as good shepherd, and us as sheep. Can you give me your best little sheep noise right now? That's good. Nice work. Jesus as shepherd, us as sheep. And we have then this imagery of what it would have looked like in Bible times, where a shepherd would have looked after his sheep and typically brought them into some kind of pen at nighttime, and the sheep would be then in the pen, safe from wolves, from thieves, and the shepherd would often sleep in the gate. And then come morning time, the shepherd would lead his little sheepies and they would follow through paths and around and to these places where there was pasture or some water and all the things that sheep need to thrive. And so we have this imagery again of this shepherd leading the sheep on pathways to life where there's pasture and water, etc., all these things. And so we've used a couple of words through this series that I keep coming back to. So the good shepherd, he calls and, do you remember? Leads. That's good. A few people, a little tentative too. Leads. The good shepherd calls and leads. We as sheep. Congratulations. We as sheep listen and follow. Prideful humanity wants to be in the role that God owns. We want to call whatever we want to call. We want to lead ourselves wherever we want to go, according to our feelings, our inclinations, our whatevers, that there's something in us that wants this space. But this is where the Good Shepherd lives. And if we understand who God is and where sheep fit into the system of the universe, a smart sheep chooses not to lead itself, but be led by the shepherd with superior wisdom, insight, etc. And so this is the humble place that we are called to live. God, why couldn't you have called me an eagle or a docker? We're here, we're called sheep, and so he calls and leads, we listen and follow. And so I want us to think about prayer for a second in this context. And this is what we're talking about today. So if we think of prayer and you think about the communication between shepherd and sheep, what's the most important communication that happens here? Is it communication from the sheep to the shepherd? Is that the most important communication? Or is it the comms that would come from the shepherd to the sheep? What matters more? We're going to go to John 10. And let's have a look at this. So from verse 3, we see these are the words of Jesus. He says, the sheep listen. He's talking about the shepherd here. The sheep listen to his voice, to the shepherd's voice. John 10, verse 4, his sheep follow him because they know his voice. From verse 16, I have other sheep. And here Jesus is talking about the day when Jew and Gentile are going to be together. And he's saying that they too will listen to my voice. This is us. And this is the voice of the shepherd being heard in John 10, 27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. It's important as we approach prayer that we just not pray to be heard. Well, that's okay and that's good and there is a right place for that. But we actually pray to hear and be led. And prayer looks so different when we approach God with our needs or out of duty or whatever other driver there may be. But as we approach God in prayer to hear and to be led, prayer can take on a whole different dimension, which some people go their whole lives without truly discovering. And this is a part of the magnificence and the magnitude of prayer that we can't lose out on. And so if we're going to pray to hear God and be led by him, then this is immediately actually going to pull us into the Bible, because we actually hear God's voice predominantly through his word. And so it pulls us into this place of needing the Bible. If we're really going to hear and build our lives as people who want to follow the Good Shepherd, who want to hear his call and follow him, then it's going to drive us into the word. And it's also, this is going to draw us into community, because there are others around who would understand something more of who he is, who are further ahead in the journey or have a different gift or have seen something of Christ that we haven't seen, as they went through a trial and they saw him bring healing and power into that circumstance and we haven't been through that circumstance. They've actually discovered something of God's nature that maybe we haven't seen. And so it draws us into community. And so as we come in prayer, then we're actually drawn into the word and into community. And it's almost like someone should create a series that covers these three things and then maybe call it Pathways to Life. And then each week talk about one of those. That wouldn't that be a... So this Pathways to Life series, Jesus, as our good shepherd, he longs to lead us daily on pathways to life, to the life that he's provisioned. He knows where what you need lives. If you need pasture, he knows where that pasture is, and his heart is to lead you there. And we then make the choice as these little sheep whether we want to listen and follow or just do our own little sheepy things and run over. Then this is not easy, but this is what we are called to. And so today, this is my final message, I think, although sometimes series do continue longer than I initially intended, like the book of Ephesians for 12 years, or I don't know how long we kept coming back there. So last week we covered community, the week before the Bible, the week before we had our kind of intro. And so as we look at prayer today, this message isn't really the message. This is just a prompter and a bit of a leading into what is joining together to actually create this message. And so what we have is there's a two-part bonus that comes with this message. A two-part bonus. What is this bonus you speak of, Jace? Well, let me answer your and my question. We launched today, and I'm sure you've seen this on our socials. If you don't follow our church socials, can I encourage you to do so? There's so much good stuff there for you. That today we actually launch a 10-part series on the Lord's Prayer that's not preached in church, but has been recorded and sent out to you as something that is designed to bolster or build our prayer life. And so video 1, 2, and 3 will be popping up on YouTube after church today for you. And these videos are somewhere between 6 and 12 minutes each. There are 10 of them, so videos 1, 2, and 3 launch today. Next Sunday, we have the next 3 videos launching, and the Sunday after will be the final 4 videos as we take a journey. And the Lord's Prayer is an extraordinary journey, that the more we dive in, we realize it just continually goes deeper. That's ultimately because He is bigger, wider, broader, deeper than we can ever fathom. So I want us to dive in together. So this message isn't designed to be, hey, I'm ticking the prayer preach box and it's good. This is designed to be a catalyst where we can engage with God through the week. And so this is what I want us to do. And so then accompanying those videos that are coming out on the Lord's Prayer, we each get a Lord's Prayer artwork today. And so when you leave today, you'll see a beautiful display out there. Thank you to our team for making that happen. It's a framed Lord's Prayer for you to take home. And then what I would just so love is for us to have a depth of understanding in what Jesus was really unpacking for us when He described this pathway of prayer, when He answered the disciples' question and gave them the Lord's Prayer, for us to have a continually deepening awakening to what is being described there, and then to take that Lord's Prayer and put it somewhere in our house where it is a continual prompter to dive into intimacy with our loving Father and to connect with Him. And so you'll get one of those today. You could, one per family would be fantastic. And all the kids and Life Kids, they're making something like this today as well. Amazing. And for those who are on church online, just in case you're just deeply concerned for them, we have a drive-through at 12 noon where they're going to come and they can collect their Lord's Prayer. That won't work well if they live in other parts of the world, but we're getting there. We're getting there. Okay, can I? Oh, you want to show them? Yeah, good idea. That's a great idea. Oh, we got some models. Oh, stand and model. Give us your best model face. And here we go. So those are some there. There's different. Ooh, we have lights. Wow. And you get a Lord's Prayer. You get a Lord's Prayer. Everybody. So can I tell you what I dream about? It sounds creepy, doesn't it, when someone says, actually, this week, man, I can't, it was, my wife often talks in her sleep, and so I woke up to her talking, but it was intense. Yeah, I know, it wasn't, I don't know what to say now, I didn't think that through. It was not a nice dream, so it's all good. You don't have to feel sorry for it. It's good. We've moved on. And why did I even bring that up? Not sure. What do I dream about? This, I hope it doesn't sound cheesy. But I don't really care if it does. I seriously dream, and I'm not talking go to sleep and dream. Like, there's weird stuff that happens when you do that. I seriously dream about us living life to the full together. Like, honestly. I don't trumpet on about this because someone makes me. This is a burning passion that God's put in my heart for us to step into. And I 100% believe that Jesus has provisioned life to the full for us. And then it's our daily choice to appropriate his victory. And we can look at others step into his victory, or we can step in and take a hold for ourselves. And these pathways to life that I'm talking about, I genuinely believe and have experienced and seen that as we walk with Jesus, it doesn't mean everything works out nice. Doesn't mean there's no avalanche on the pathway to life, or the floor give away, or you step in a puddle, or you know, whatever it is. It's not sunshine and rainbows at all. All you have to do is read the Bible with half a brain to realize the book of Acts is not filled with that, as these people are on fire following Jesus. It's nasty sometimes. It's brutal at times. And so I'm not ever trying to paint that picture, but we are following Jesus, and our connection with him gives us strength in those times. And there is power. There is his glory, like alive inside of us. And this, we're designed to live on these pathways. And so this series has tried to paint that picture for us. And I know some of us have really struggled through this COVID-19 season. And we've preached a couple of messages a little while ago that maybe you need to go back to and help if you're still processing some of that. But ultimately, what we've felt is I don't want to keep talking about the circumstance or our feelings, but I want to continually point us to the one who understands your circumstance, who understands your feelings. And ultimately, we need to get our mind off them and more on him. And so as we choose again, even through the toughest of seasons, that the safest place for you when you're doubting or when you're flat or when you're fearful is not staying in it, but is being with the shepherd who leads us on these pathways to life. And when you don't feel like praying, that's the time we've got to say, good shepherd, I'm not following my feelings. I'm following you. And even if your prayer is just like a, God help me, then that's glorious. It doesn't expect you to give more than you can give, but he's going to be with you as we live. And so you know what I'm saying. So here we go. These three pathways to life that we've covered. So the Bible, and not just reading the Bible. We can't just read the Bible. We have to receive the Bible. Retain the Bible. And as we do so, our heart, our mind, open soil for the Bible, which is like supernatural seed, which is supernatural seed. And then the Word of God is planted here, and it begins to grow and bear a mighty harvest that we will not have if the seed is not there. That was a great message. 1, 2, 3, plant a tree. It's If you weren't here for that, then go back and that message a couple of weeks ago can really help. And community, we need each other. Christianity is a corporate framework. I don't care how old you are, you need someone discipling you. If no one is ever bringing correction or strong encouragement into your world, then that's where your ceiling is going to be. Because we're built to be continually stretched and strengthened, and because we settle and we need someone else. And this is where, if you've got a really healthy marriage, my wife is so good at just when I get comfortable with the ceiling, at just pointing out my ceiling. But in the right way, and this is, we're designing quality friendships and relationships where we are being discipled. This is a discipleship framework. And if you haven't had one of those moments recently, then you need to find some friendships or some accountability that can bring that into your world. And that was last week's message, I think. And that too was really good. And so if you didn't hear that, you should hear that. It was awesome. Go there. But then also, it's not just being discipled, it's discipling others. A sense of responsibility for someone else, which calls something out of us that's difficult. And so that was last week. This week is prayer, and a prayer that leans into the breadth and the glory of what the Lord's Prayer paints for us. And so that's why there's far too much to cover here. So we're going to dive into those videos during the week. And then these are pathways that we walk with Jesus. And so we then choose, am I going to walk these pathways with him every year, every month, every week, every day, sometimes moment by moment. So I read back on my journals this week, and I found some journals from the late 90s and early 2000s. I also found a journal from year 11. Now, that was scary. I didn't even remember I wrote a journal then, but man, I was a messed up puppy, far out. No one's ever reading that journal. Anyway, my ones from the late 90s and early 2000s, this is where I dived into being a follower of Jesus. And I was still just, you know, young and silly and did a whole lot of dumb things, but I was trying. And you know what I see as I look back through those journals? I see this, it's so funny as I read through, there's this reoccurring theme that over and over and over and over and over again. Here's the theme. Jesus calling me to closeness with him and freedom from these things that were tormenting me and I was stuck in. So Jesus calling me and me responding in part. And then him calling me and me responding sometimes or a little bit. And what you can see, it was, it's like, God, I want to walk with you. I give you everything. I want to walk with you. And then I'm just walking my own way. It's God, I hear your call. I surrender to you everything. I surrender it all. But then I can't even build a prayer habit. So am I really surrendered? God, I want to dive into your word. Give me a passion for your word. And then it's like 2 months later. Oh, yeah. I was going to read the Bible more. And it's this. See, here's the thing. As I read back through, it's so clear that it's a journey. Ups and downs. Starts and false starts. Stumbles and stalls. It's a journey. And so as I was really trying to build these prayer, Bible, community habits into my world, it's like there was step, 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 stumble. And then what do you do when you stumble? You just got to try figure it out, learn a lesson if there's one, and then just step, step, and then there's stall, and then there's sit. I'm just a bit tired, Lord. Following you's hard. And then we've got to figure, okay, what's happening here? What is this? Is this how I'm called? Is this how I'm going to choose? Is this where I'm going to set the ceiling in my life? Is that? And so all of this for probably 4 or 5 years for me in this age bracket as I'm trying to figure out, and I could feel him calling me. And so then it's step, 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 and then you're stuck. You hit a plateau somewhere, or life throws a curveball, or it's greater responsibility than you know how to carry. And then you're stumbling, and then you just choose step, step. And so what I want from us is let's just keep stepping. And if you stumble, well, when you stumble, and hopefully the stumbles get a little bit less, right? As we learn a few things, but not always. Because life's responsibilities often get so much more. And so then you're carrying pressure that you've never carried before. And so you find new ways to stumble. I didn't even know that was a stumble. How is that even a stall? That didn't exist when I was younger, but now. And we just got to make the choice. If it's a journey of following Jesus, then let's just step. And can you step with me? Yes. And take a step, whatever that looks like. When you wake up in the morning, take that step. And in the afternoon, take that step. And then maybe at night, you stumbled. Then don't keep stumbling. Don't take it as a sign from the cosmos that you're not built for this. You're just one of those weak Christians. No, just keep stepping. And as we step with Jesus, he builds strength. It's not our strength that pulls this off. I got diddly strength. I got squat strength, and I proved that for 5 years as he then built something supernatural as we step with him. And so let us step. And so I don't care. Maybe you're 60 here and you're like, I think I've got to start stepping. Like, to be honest, I settled or I'm a bit stuck. And so then awesome. Today, start stepping. Maybe you're a young adult here and like me, you're in that, you're trying to forge. Who am I going to be? Is Jesus really going to be my number one? Am I really going to surrender my life? Because that's what Christianity is. It's not having God as an option. That's not Christianity. But having him as our all. Am I really? And then what habits do I need to build into my life that actually prove that my confession is real? And just keep stepping. Step, stumble. Step. Man, no one is born a prayer legend. We just step with Jesus. I don't know if anyone's born with just this. Let's keep moving. I'm going to keep moving. So here's our plan for this week, good people. Can I ask you, join me and let's step. Let's take a step. Whether life looks really good for you right now, or whether life's really difficult right now, Jesus calls us to walk with him because he knows where you're at better than I do. He doesn't call you to sprint if you can only just take a step right now. Don't focus on the whole marathon. Just take tomorrow's steps with him. Or maybe something is firing and you're like, yeah, I am, me and Jesus, we're doing the 1500 meters tomorrow. I'm stepping hardcore. I'm diving. I'm getting up at 4 a.m. and I'm going to spend a couple of hour chunk with him because I can feel the fire burning and I have to respond. Don't do that if that's not for you. That doesn't make you a good Christian. Just follow where he's leading. As we continually learn to listen as he calls and follow as he leads. And I'm scattering seed here to hundreds of people in hundreds of different places in life. Some of you have walked with Jesus 5-6 decades. Maybe you're here and you've just walked in today and you don't even really know what that means. And so we take it and make it come alive for us. And this week, what we will do together is step. And how I am asking us to step is I want us to watch these three Lord's Prayer videos. It's on this place called YouTube. It's the marketplace of today, the meeting hall in the center of town. And so we can dive on, and there'll be links on our social media. It's where Church Online is, and so jump on to C3 Hepburn Heights on YouTube, and then there'll be a playlist called The Lord's Prayer. You can jump on, and I want us to watch those three videos, and I want you to take a hold of your Lord's Prayer, and this would just be truly wonderful if every day this week we could have some meaningful engagement with the Lord's Prayer. Whatever that looks like. If a step for you is 60 seconds, then take that step. If a step for you is a couple of hours, then take those steps. And let's have some meaningful engagement. And if something goes off in your head now and you're like, wow, that's another task on top of all the other tasks I have in my life, then that should be a massive siren in our soul. Because ultimately, we are on this planet to connect with our Savior and follow him. And as we really engage with that, he then gives us the power to fulfill the tasks with even greater efficiency, with even greater fruitfulness. And then he sometimes reminds us that maybe the tasks we were so focused on aren't actually the key reasons we're on planet Earth. And so sometimes then there's a shift there. And this isn't another thing to our to-do list. This is power to live our to-do list in ways that are. So I want to finish with, if we can put the Lord's Prayer up. Thanks, guys. And I'm actually going to read us part of the script that I wrote for our 10th video in the Lord's Prayer series. And I want to read through some of this. And it's kind of like a bit of a charge for us today. Remember, the message this week isn't this. This is helping us engage and live the message this week and dive in with him. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from evil. Here's part of the script. Jesus is leading us on a journey into a transformative depth of relationship with our perfect Heavenly Father. Now, this is great knowledge, but what matters more than knowledge is practice. The Lord's Prayer is designed to be lived. Its heartbeat etched into our daily patterns. No one's prayer life is perfect. Mine's not. And I'd bet good money you'd say the same. Here's the thing. In reality, our prayer journey is just that. It's a journey. And we're all somewhere on that journey. And it's actually not a place where you arrive. There is always more to be explored and discovered, because we're talking about a relationship with the God of the universe. So wherever you are at, I want us all motivated together, stepping day by day to explore and discover. Step, step, step. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, great memory verse to remember. It says, pray continually. Pray continually. It's two words. It's easy to remember. Ephesians 6 closes out with 5 encouragements to pray. Pray, 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 pray. Philippians 4 tells us in every situation you should pray and present your requests to God. Prayer is a pathway designed to be walked daily, not religiously, but ritualistically. We must know that ultimately the Father is always drawing us closer. Part of the challenge, though, is there are a lot of things drawing us closer. It was said over 100 years ago that hurry is the death of prayer. Just think about 100 years ago. Think about our world now. There is always a task or person or notification or show or scroll that's calling for our attention. Without doubt, the most life-transforming habit I established in my late teens and early 20s was a daily pathway of prayer, like we will be exploring together in these Lord's Prayer videos. It took years to build, but man, was it worth the discipline? And I'd submit to you today that I would not be here if not for that discipline. But you know, it didn't end with just building that discipline and in that time in my life. It was really just the beginning. And man, it's been very up and down, not all smooth since there, but how it has deepened and broadened every year since. So together, let us step, step, step. Now is your time. It can be as simple as setting one or more alarms each day, and it can transform a prayer life. Maybe it's setting up a regular time to pray with a friend or your spouse or a small group. For some, it's the decision to really give God access to the very center of your being. Maybe your next step is forming an accountability agreement with a friend or a leader for a new prayer habit to form and be committed to. Perhaps you want to grab a great book on prayer like Timothy Keller's Prayer or another book like that. Your next step is for you to determine what will help you most. But together, let's step, step, step. Let's be awakened to the great adventure of conquering the distractions, the temptations, and building that remarkable relationship with our Heavenly Father, where we will experience more of His will and kingdom power alive in us and others being blessed with greater capacity through us. So hear Him calling you close. My son, my daughter, come to me. You were born for this. Can we stand together? And I want us to say out loud together the Lord's Prayer as we close this morning. Here we go. Let's look to the screens. Let's say this out loud together. Here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from evil. Amen. Lord, as we stand here together this morning, we pray to you, our glorious Father in heaven. We thank you that your arms are open wide. And so we choose, God, we choose to run into those arms. We choose to walk this journey with you, Jesus, our Savior. We open our lives that we could be filled with fresh power through the mighty Holy Spirit. And so, Lord, wherever we're at on this journey, we choose you. And we choose to step. And when we stumble, we're going to get up and we're going to step again. And if we've stalled, we're going to begin to step again. We are walking with you, Jesus, on these pathways to life. And so help us, oh God, to build habits, rituals, lifestyles, patterns as we walk these pathways to life. We thank you, Lord. This is who you've called us to be. And so we're choosing again. We are going to follow you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.